On the evening of July 22, 2024, the Elliott Lake City Council made a significant decision that promises to reshape the commercial landscape of the town. With a unanimous vote, the council approved Stacked Franchising Limited as the developer for the property located at 255 Highway 108, the former Lester B. Pearson Civic Center, which was demolished after a section of the roof collapsed under heavy snowload in 2019. This pivotal moment marks a new chapter for both the town and Stacked Franchising Limited, as the company embarks on an ambitious project that will bring a 10,000-square-foot retail plaza to life. The property, which was valued at $400,000, was sold to Stacked Franchising Limited for $300,000 as there were no other bids. This represents not just a financial investment but a commitment to economic health of Elliott Lake, explains Steve Antunes, Economic Development Manager for Elliott Lake. Stacked Franchising has a well-established reputation in the food and beverage sector, and its plans include the construction of a modern retail space that is expected to serve as a hub for both local residents and visitors. "We want to become a major hub between two big cities," said Councillor Norman Mann. The development is slated to be completed within a 48-month timeframe, with the first phase, encompassing 5,000 square feet, set for completion in the next 24 months. The remaining 5,000 square feet will follow in the subsequent 2 years, ensuring a steady progression towards the full realization of the plaza. "It will be the responsibility of the developer to meet their commitment within the specified time frame," told Councillors Antunes, adding, "they also will be the ones responsible for finding suitable tenants." Before construction can commence, Stacked Franchising Limited has been granted a 6-month period to conduct due diligence on the property. This includes accurately measuring the site, as well as essential geological and environmental testing. This step will ensure the land is suitable for development and that any potential challenges are identified early in the process. At the heart of this development is the Stacked Pancakes and Breakfast House, which will occupy approximately 2,500 square feet of retail space in the planned 10,000-square-foot plaza. With over 70 locations Canada-wide, Stacked has been touted as the fastest-growing franchise in Canada. First established in Innisfil, Ontario in 2014 by owner Manish Mehra, who bought an old diner and renamed it with its current moniker. Within a few years, the Pancake House had a meteoric rise in customers and decided to expand in the surrounding neighborhoods. Each Stacked location is designed to reflect the local culture while maintaining the brand's signature style. This adaptability has allowed Stacked Franchising to resonate with diverse communities, and the decision to open in Elliott Lake is a testament to their belief in the town's potential for growth. The development of the new retail space is expected to bring numerous economic benefits to Elliott Lake. With the creation of new jobs during both the construction and operational phases, the project stands to stimulate local employment and provide opportunities for residents. Additionally, the introduction of Stacked Pancakes and other potential tenants will likely attract visitors to the area, further bolstering the local economy. This project aligns with the town's vision for growth and revitalization. By investing in new commercial ventures, Elliott Lake is positioning itself as an attractive destination for both residents and tourists, says Antunes. The council's unanimous approval of the development reflects a shared commitment to fostering economic prosperity and enhancing the quality of life for all residents. However, not all residents are happy with the decision of another restaurant coming to the town. With recent news of an A&W and Chuck's Roadhouse coming to Elliott Lake, there have been some grumblings. "The town doesn't need more fast food," says local resident Alex Yusakov. "What we really need in a retirement town is medical facilities that provide services that the local hospital doesn't."